Well, I guess I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. And today we're not talking about a comic book story arc. I guess in a way we kind of are, a really big one.
But we still have issues.
But we have issues. We're going to actually talk about a little video that we watched. But before that, Patrick.
Yeah, what's up?
You have something to talk about.
Right. So if there's anybody who doesn't know, we have a solar eclipse coming up.
Yeah.
That is going to end up real close to where the three of us live.
Yep.
It's not
probably one of the closest ones that we'd ever have around here or have had.
Have had in a very long time.
Yeah, long time.
I don't know the time frames, but
I'm going to say it's been like 25 or 30 years or something since it's been that close, right?
Maybe even more than that.
I was thinking that when I was a fairly young lad, we had a pretty decent one.
I think this one's going to be better, even closer.
Wow. That's pretty fancy.
It's finally our turn.
It's our turn to be right in the center of the eclipse.
So I'm going to go with some family members of mine, and we're going to make sure we go into totality.
Because not I heard, teetotaling.
Right.
Teetotaling.
Because I heard it's amazing.
Totaler.
So that'll be a lot of fun. That's on April 8th.
Yeah, so set your clocks. My daughter's getting out of school early. They're dismissing them early.
I think a lot of schools have either closed or are doing that.
I think that they should host an event.
Right.
Like, why would... Come on, it's educational.
I think it's...
Make it something cool.
Go on a field trip.
Well, I think around here, I think it's going to happen around the time that schools get out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell everybody about the cool thing that happened to you? What was it, last weekend? Last week? When I was with you and your messages started going off? When was that? That was at lunch last week.
What are you talking about?
Last Thursday.
You're going to have to remind me. I've slept since then.
Well, you said that you're going to Totality. But... You haven't said the random string of events that have tied you into being able to have a cool spot there.
Oh, that's actually not happening.
What?
Yeah, because...
What happened?
It's immediate family only. And technically, I'm not immediate family with my brother.
Oh, so he's going.
No, he's going to go with us.
Well...
He's like, I see those people all the time.
But it's a catered work event.
I know, right?
Dude, his brother's work is providing... transportation, a location, catered food, like this whole shebang. Wow. Yeah.
I know, it's cool.
Because somebody that works there owns property that's
in totality.
Yeah.
So they're just going to...
And they're like, they open it up like for the workplace.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. That is super cool.
I forgot about it because it's not happening for me, I guess.
You never told me that it wasn't happening.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a bummer.
No. I blame Will.
So everybody, do you guys have a different location? I mean, it'll be the same location, but a different spot.
I think we're going to find a park somewhere that's south of Fort Wayne.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you won't be that far from your sandwich shop. Are you going to get a sandwich?
I'm going to certainly try.
Dude, you might as well double up.
So get two sandwiches? Deal.
Wow.
I told you.
You got two last time. That's a good idea.
I know.
Just bring one back.
Do the same thing.
Eat one, eat half, whatever, bring them.
So good.
You know how it goes. Sandwiches. Hey, we're back to sandwiches.
I already said it.
He did.
I'm like, yeah, I told you so.
It only got brought up because of his location.
No, I told you it was going to come back to sandwches.
Before it
officially started, there is audio evidence. We usually do, but... Winging it ends up in sandwiches, so...
Audio evidence.
That if we don't plan, Will says it always ends up to sandwiches. But...
I mean, sandwiches are delicious.
Now, don't start that again.
I won't. I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sandwich blocking us right now?
Unless we have sandwiches to eat right now, we're not talking about them.
No. So that's all I wanted to talk about. Make sure people know. Make
April
sure
April 8th.
Anybody who's listening can try to plan around it if they live in this area.
Yes. To be eclipsed. I should take a part day off of work or something.
You can easily go online and
find out where
it's going and get to your closest spot.
And your closest friends, because there's nothing like sharing an eclipse with your closest friends.
Right.
Yeah. That's cool.
It is cool.
Anything interesting with you, Will? You're healed?
Yeah,
still
mostly.
Mending?
Mostly.
You're not drinking beer again tonight?
It's just... I don't know. There was a lot of yakking. And for whatever reason, the idea of drinking has just been like...
That's okay.
I might try it again here soon.
Will, we would never pressure you to drink. No. You could give it up entirely, and that would be fine.
Yes.
It would probably be better for me.
It probably would, to be honest.
You're like, it might not be a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe just leave it.
To be fair, it isn't like... Now, this is going to sound worse than what it's meant to, but you weren't drinking as much as you had for a time. So, I mean, it isn't... I mean... We don't want to make it sound like you had a problem.
I've never had a problem.
He just has issues.
I just have issues.
Yeah. With drinking. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I couldn't help it.
Is this an intervention?
I was just going to say that.
Nope. I like that it would be an intervention for drinking, and Patrick just took a drink of a beer. Listen, we think you have a problem.
Look, you didn't have to tell everybody that.
Hey, the only time you ever drink beer is on this podcast, pretty much.
Pretty much. I can't
say
that's
the only
time.
You went on that work trip, and we know that there's always at least a few drinks on a work trip.
Right.
That's just...
When
it's on that company.
Somebody else is buying. He's gotten beers at...
A few times, but not every
bars
time.
Bars and stuff.
He's gotten water a lot of times, too. But no, it's... None of us really are what I would consider regular drinkers.
No.
Like, it's just kind of when it takes us.
Right.
So, which is fine. But when you like beer, you just need one sometimes. Oh, you'd like one. I don't know. According to Patrick, that wouldn't be a need.
It's not.
No, I have been trying to finish that last book in Traveler's Gate. But, like, it's weird.
Oh, you said it changed.
It changed, and, like, it's weird that you don't really know who the bad guy is.
Is the gate just stationary now?
Yeah.
It went from a traveler's gate to a stationary gate.
Right.
The book just totally changed.
Totally changed. And now everybody's
the momentum stopped.
Yes. And it's just, like, there are people who have done... bad things, but there's nobody that is like blatantly outright like the antagonist.
That's weird.
Maybe
you're the antagonist.
Oh my gosh,
it's the reader. They're like, you turn that page, something bad's gonna happen.
It's the disruptor.
Dun dun dun.
But so it's a challenge to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've got like 4 or 5 hours left, but like I haven't been able to listen at work because I've been doing stuff that doesn't really lend itself to, you know.
You gotta pay close attention.
I've been having to actually pay attention to stuff.
I get that.
So yeah,
that's where you're at.
It's where I'm at.
It's the thing that happened.
Boom.
Chakalaka.
Yeah.
Boom.
No, I did get a message on my way over here to Patrick's house that I'm having dinner with some friends tomorrow night.
Oh, that's
the only thing that's happened.
Why don't you have dinner with us anymore?
Oh, that is true.
Or breakfast, for that matter.
Or sandwiches.
Or sandwiches, for that matter.
Jeez.
Drive to Roanoke? Virginia?
I'm sure they've got a sandwich.
I'm sure they do. It's probably delicious.
Anyway,
Should we look it up?
No.
He's like, I'm going to search this best sandwich shop in Roanoke,
Virginia. All right, Chris, what about you? Anything going on?
No.
All right.
I've read, what did I read? Books?
You read books.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Sense and Sensibility wasn't as good as Pride and Prejudice.
Right, you told me that.
But
you didn't tell the listener.
I started an interesting series called the Something of the Merrimack. I wanted to say the Myriad of the Merrimack. That's not it. you could hear it, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you could.
Shoot. The book is called The Myriad.
There you go.
But it's part of a series called Tour of the Merrimack.
There you go.
So the Merrimack is the capital ship. It's a space military kind of thing. It's sweet. Pretty good so far.
So Larry would like it?
I could see him enjoying it. Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
But yeah, supposedly it's kind of got vibes from a few different things, and I thought I'd check it out. It was recommended on the Discord I'm on when we were talking about books. So I was trying that out. And I've been watching something. I don't do that very often. Not really.
No, you don't.
I'm still going. I'm watching Gundam.
Right.
The 1979 original Mobile Suit Gundam anime. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big anime watcher. Contrary to the rest of the people in the podcast, I'm the outlier. And I'm genuinely enjoying this, I would say, quite immensely. It's a lot. And there are times where my jaw hangs open, and I can't believe that they actually do something that they do. And it's a really good look at civilians being forced into being soldiers out of necessity. And PTSD and like anime trope, super talented teenager, but has like severe trauma from things that he's doing to survive and stuff. It's interesting. It's probably one of the most layered and interesting animes, not even anime, but just like stories in general that I've ever seen done the way that it's done.
Anime form.
As a piece on wartime and science fiction and giant robots. So it's really impressive. And it's just a really, really well done. And for being as old as it is, I would say the animation still holds up fairly well. I mean, you can tell that it's from an older era, but I don't think it's one where the animation quality hinders the watchability, the viewability now.
No. But that is one thing about...
I'm almost halfway through the series.
Nice. That is one thing about older, particularly like older anime shows.
Yeah.
Is that they are not afraid to go into like slightly more, you know, traumatic things.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one I was telling you about, Evangelion.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's from like the 80s, maybe?
Like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay, so probably...
Maybe even the 90s. I can't remember. But like, that also goes into like abandonment issues, trauma, and like how it's, you know, portrayed in like kind of like the art and the music. Like they do a very good job creating like this... with like ambiance,
yeah,
of you know how things are supposed to, you know, be. It's very philosophical on like what is life, what does it mean to be alive,
dude. If you enjoy that, you should try Gundam.
Yeah, I've always like there's a, you know, obviously a big huge nerd debate online as to which one was the better.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is probably the original. I think they showed what they could do with something like that.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to kind of mirror certain World War II aspects, is what I believe it kind of, the ideology out of it was kind of centered around.
Well, if you think like the young adults who were writing that and animating it, their parents
yeah,
would have been through.
Yeah.
So they had been raised by people who were traumatized by having, you know, been bombed.
Oh yeah,
severely.
And sometimes like the enemy soldiers are shown to be very human. They're not always like villainized. Mm-hmm. It's just like sometimes, and there's always a lot of respect for like the skill of different pilots and things. It's mm-hmm. just, it's really, I bet you would enjoy it.
Probably.
I bet you would. I love it. It's becoming one of my favorite shows I have ever watched.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's all because I started building models and I thought, I'm going to try watching it.
That's great.
I like the models first.
Right. To be fair, you like giant robots first.
I like giant robots. And I've always thought the Gundam designs were cool.
Right.
At least the more simple, some of them get to be where I'm like, no, that's too much. But yeah, the simpler ones I think can look really cool. They're really just big samurai robots with like laser guns.
They are.
And laser swords. They have beam swords too. And whips sometimes and bazookas wings. And yeah.
Yeah.
But cool. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I thought about sharing about that. Because if anybody who listens has ever tried anime or likes that kind of sci-fi militaristic stuff, you should definitely give it a go. Definitely. Very, very, very well done. So today we're just going to chat briefly. I strapped these two down and forced them to watch something. That's
taped our eyelids open.
I almost said that.
I said it for you.
It's because he had to let them know. He had to let them know what he went through.
Right.
So
the trauma.
For many of you listeners, you're probably familiar with the fact that Ryan Reynolds made a Green Lantern movie back in like 2011 or something, and people hated it. They think it sucks, and it kind of does. To be fair, there are movies that have been made recently that suck just as bad or worse, so no lessons learned there, I guess. But there are aspects of the Green Lantern movie that are worth watching. If you've never seen it, and you can kind of sit back and just take it in for what it is. And you should watch the extended version because it adds some layer to the main character that really fleshes out the movie a little bit better. The movie feels better with those extra 10 or 15 minutes. Nothing substantial changes, and there's still a giant poop cloud as a villain, which is the problem. That's a big problem.
Poop clouds usually are a problem.
There's not a giant sentient evil planet devouring poop cloud in the comic books. And I feel like they were just afraid to make it like a giant alien parasite bug.
Would have been so much better.
Yeah, I think it probably would have.
Yeah,
probably.
But anyway, Mark Strong as Sinestro in it is by far one of the best casting choices and acting things. And like in the whole movie, absolutely one of the highlights. I cannot imagine them making a new one and having a better Sinestro. Just isn't going to happen.
Sure.
They might have a good Sinestro. Not going to be better. Mark Strong was literally perfect in that role. Perfect. Did it amazingly well. But anyway, the movie might suck to most people. It's really average. I don't even think it sucks. I think it's average. It's just, it's okay. Some of it sucks. Like the poop cloud.
Some of it really stinks, too.
Like the poop cloud.
Right.
But on the Blu-ray, this used to be on YouTube. Maybe if we do the title, what is it? The Universe According to Hal Jordan or something?
Remember.
The Universe by Green Lantern?
That might be it.
Will's checking to see if it's on YouTube. But I tried to look up the history of Green Lantern special feature before. Couldn't find it. Amazon and all these companies, like, you can't buy the extended version, which comes with those options on Amazon anymore, or it doesn't come with the options, the special features. And so I've been wanting these two guys here to watch this because when I watched Green Lantern, I thought, that movie was okay. And then I watched this 20-minute special feature that's basically about the history of Green Lantern in DC Comics universe. And it was the reason I wanted to read Green Lantern. I watched that 20-minute feature, and I went, oh, this seems really cool. I love sci-fi. This sounds awesome. And
breaking news, it is on YouTube. It is called The Universe According to Green Lantern.
Hey.
There you go. So,
and the channel is called The Green of the Lantern.
So, pause the podcast. Go watch that 20-minute thing.
Yep.
Come back.
And then you'll know what we're talking about. Because what happened was, is I found my Blu-ray that I paid like, I think I paid like $5 or less for, by the way, when I got it.
Nice.
And I bought it for the special feature. And these guys watched it because we're going to start reading the epic that is the Green Lantern Geoff Johns run, the space opera that it is. And so that special feature gives you just enough background that I think it helps be able to enjoy it and follow it a little bit more. Like I said, it's what I watched. They got me into it. And then I mean, there's so much that goes into it. And you just kind of learn as you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just like we have been with a lot of this stuff. But what did you guys think as far as the special feature went? Like, what kind of thoughts and feelings do you have about it?
Well,
I mean, I thought it was interesting. I liked their ideas that they...
It was him, not me.
That was me. That they put out with the different cores and all that
stuff. The spectrum?
Yeah, the spectrum.
Yeah, that comes a bit later.
I liked how they... really seemed to get to the core of Green Lantern.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Good job, Pat. Wow. Good job.
Thanks. Appreciate that. So I'm looking forward to reading the story now that I've watched that 20-minute.
And I think a big thing about watching stuff like that is when you see people who are super passionate and they are, you know, they get excited about talking about it, it sort of kind of piques your interest more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, if these guys are that crazy about it and they're saying, you know, they've got all this huge like mythos about it and it's got a huge following, then maybe, you know, maybe it is good. Maybe we'll give it a try. And
yeah, all those guys that talk about it in the video are people that either drew or wrote for the thing that we're reading. So
they almost all of them.
Right.
Well, I mean, they were the creator. I mean, it had come out. I think Rebirth came out in like 2006 or something. But it's really, Geoff Johns had made a name for himself on a few things. He did the Teen Titans run that everybody really likes that the TV show kind of modeled itself after.
I think we've read some stuff from Geoff Johns.
The Aquaman was Geoff Johns.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and you guys really enjoyed the vibe of that. And Green Lantern is actually what he did way before that, years and years and years.
Cool.
So if you like that kind of style, you'll feel his writing style in that. But, that's do you exciting. Have any... I don't know. I just... There's not a lot to talk about.
There's not a lot to talk about.
But... So what's something that you're kind of like hoping to get out of it? Is there anything?
I mean, I really want some good space cop stories.
Dude.
That is true.
That's also what I want.
Some no poop clouds.
Right. No time traveling stuff, just space cop stories.
You will get a lot of buddy cop
stuff.
Nice, yeah. And you'll get plenty more Guy Gardner, Will.
Oh, good.
Snarky Guy Gardner. It'll be interesting to hear. And John Stewart's in it, too. Eventually, the series, when it hits the New 52, goes from being two comic series, title series, to four. There's four comic titles that it goes into, but it only runs 20 issues per title at that point.
Okie dokie.
Which sounds like a lot because you're like, wow, that's still 80 comics. But Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps both ran in the 60s, like 60-something comic range. Plus, they had a whole bunch of tie-ins for the events. Which we will read some of those tie-ins for sure, especially Blackest Night. Blackest Night has a lot of fun tie-ins. So, I gotta tell you something.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I read this whole thing one time.
Mm-hmm.
I have never gone back and reread like the entire saga ever.
Sure.
I've read parts of it again, like little bits and pieces, mm-hmm. but I've never reread it. So reading it together. is going to be like a whole fresh kind of like, it's been years since I read this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited because I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, I totally forgot about this, or, oh, that was one of my favorite. Like, that's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to share it with you.
Coolio.
But what about you? You have anything you want out of this? What are you hoping for?
Just a good time. Just a good time. You know.
Some
fun,
simple man.
Fun with my friends.
Fun with friends.
Reading comics, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we always have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fun with friends, reading comics.
I mean, unless it's Asriel.
Get him out of here.
Wow, you had to open that wound.
Oh, I did.
I mean, there have... Okay, to be fair, we always have fun with friends, but we don't always have fun reading the comics.
That's fair. That is fair.
I would... I'm not going to say that you're going to score every story arc in this a 5. I won't say that. But I...
You don't know me.
I do think that there are going to be a solid handful of story arcs in this that you're going to... you're going to score it pretty well, I think.
Nice.
I'm going to make the prediction now. You're kind of a wild card with this. I could see you really digging it. But see, like, Pat is like me. He loves him that sci-fi.
I do.
And this is very, like... It's kind of magic-y a little bit, because you have like, but the rings, technically, there's a soft science behind how it all works.
I will just deal with it.
Soft science, mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, you can read The Captain, you can enjoy this.
I'll deal with it.
If you can read about a machine that can fabricate anything on a spaceship.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't say it would be hard for me to deal with it. I just said I would.
But yeah, like, I feel like Pat's vibe with this will probably be more akin to the way I was. But like, sometimes things that you've given the idea that you're going to enjoy, and then you end up not.
Mm-hmm.
And or something where it's like, I don't know if he'll like this, and you've ended up really liking mm-hmm. it. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I think that you'll enjoy this too. See, the thing is, we've talked about this before. When artwork is good and when writing is good, It's a good comic, right? Like,
yeah.
And so for this to basically be like the quintessential, like, this is the run that people are like, oh no, if you're going to read Green Lantern, just read this epic. Because it basically, if we read it to the end, it has technically a finite ending. This can be one thing. But then, you know, they change that and... The comics come after
it. Of course.
Because they have to.
Anywho.
But next week, we will be reading Rebirth. And last week, I misspoke. I said that it was 12 issues, and it's only 6 is what I think it ended up being.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I think because I checked this week, and I believe it's 6 issues. And so we'll read the whole shebang. It's just a single arc kind of book.
Whole shebang.
And for those of you, if you read on the DC Comic app, if you type in Green Lantern Rebirth, it should be there. It should say like 1 through 6. I looked it up on that to make sure. But I don't know what else it's on. It might be on other stuff, but I do not know.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you think Green Lantern's going to be something you enjoy, you know, hit up your local comic shop, especially if you're in the Warsaw area. Just buy Rebirth.
Right. I was thinking about doing that.
I could see this being a series that you might want to own.
Yeah. I think that's about... Do we want to cover anything else?
For real, watch that feature. If you listen to us, even if you're not going to read along, go take the 20 minutes and watch that special feature.
And 12 seconds.
Yes.
It cut the credits.
There
weren't any credits.
In all seriousness, if you... know anybody you think might like this podcast, please recommend it to them.
Yeah, we never say that, do we?
No, we don't.
Yeah, spread the word, man. Like, or, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Even people that you think might not like it, but might suffer through listening.
Right.
They just hate listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, please hate listen to this podcast.
Just don't leave reviews.
Unless they're 5-star and you just say you hate listening to it.
I hate it, but I come back every week. It's my favorite hate listen.
This is a podcast I love to hate.
Yeah. These guys, the banter sucks. Cut it out.
That got weird.
Well, let's get weird.
All right. Well, I guess that means I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues.
You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts, or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listener. This is a warning. What you are about to hear may be offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
I just thought because it's only, if it goes down to just two people, it's kind of a different dynamic.
Yeah, it'll be just and three people. Yeah. Two of us.
Yeah, it'll be shorter. It won't take as long, which Chris already thinks that it's too long.
Sometimes.
Our average length is too long for him. Ah, oh, that's what he said. Wow.